Truth. Launching from an etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here is your host, Steve Starrs.
Hello, everyone. My name is Virginia Farver, and I'm here today to be on with Steve Starrs, and apparently they can't get him right now. So anyway... I'd like to start the show off and start talking about some of the things that are going on with wireless. So I'm sure many of you have heard my story before, and I've been fighting this for 14 years, and I continue to do so. Today was actually a very busy day. We got hold of HUD. We're trying to get them to acknowledge EHS symptoms as a disability, so that we've been working on that. And also, there's a new bill that came out. It's called HR 3557, and this is the wireless. We have got to get this stopped. So, again, it's HR 3557. This is the wireless industry. With help from Congress, they are going to be the ones that will take over all decision-making regarding wireless antennas going on, being installed throughout our cities and towns. So this is something we've got to stop. And you can get on a website called ART, and that stands for Americans for Responsible Technology, and you can sign petitions to help in these efforts, and I really hope that you can do so.
Testing, Steve, can you hear me?
Is the most dangerous bill that can affect all of us with the 5G antennas. So, and they're going to 6G, so we have got to get this stuff stopped. And the wireless industry is also, with this bill, they have a solution for local officials who will get in their way. So, you know, they're going to stop local officials from fighting this stuff. And I do know that there are several groups that have started petitions against this. So it's actually a good thing. They have, many of the groups, they've got, there's all kinds of groups like the National Conference of Mayors, the National League of Cities, the National Association of Counties, and other groups that are actually representing local governments, and they are all voicing strong opposition to this. So hopefully we can get it stopped. So anyway, is Steve there yet? Apparently not. Okay. There he is. I hear him.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Well, hi, Virginia. How you doing?
I'm doing. Are you okay?
I am fine. You know, isn't it strange that almost every time we do get on the air, something happens? You know, you have a phone that works perfectly all the time, and all of a sudden mine went out on this end. Thank you for the patience, and Julie just did a marvelous job of getting me back up here. And just, we had to go right through. I had to restart and everything like that. For some reason, my Skype went out, but you were on to a very important story here, and you're the guest today, so please continue, and I'll kind of settle down, and we'll get into a really good show today. Thank you,
sure.
Julie, for the patience.
Sure. Yeah. I wanted to bring up, I was talking to Steve about this yesterday. We've got insurance companies now. Farmers Insurance out of California will no longer cover house fires or business fires. So we need to talk about this because I believe it's because of the smart meters, and many of us do. Because they don't have any surge protectors in them, and if a fire starts, it just will explode through a neighborhood. So, yesterday it was announced out of Florida that Farmers Insurance will no longer cover natural disasters because of climate change. So I don't know where this is heading with hurricanes and everything else down in Florida, but anyway, I think this is stuff that people need to know and be aware of, and it's also happening here in Colorado where Steve and I live. So, and a lot of the insurance companies are now getting appointments with the residents of a home, and they're coming in and they're doing inspections. They want to make sure that your trees are cut away from your roof and you don't have any flammables in your garage. And actually, a gentleman out of California that I know, his insurance told him he had to replace his roof or they would no longer cover him. So this is, I think this is another way via Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030, wherever you're at in there, to take away our homes. So anyway, I think this is something that people need to be very aware of. And also, it was announced here in Colorado, and I think this is also going to go nationwide, that car insurance is going to be going up between 20% and 40%. So, and I don't know if it's because of the fires from the electric cars. I'm not sure what it is. And I want people to understand, too, these electric cars, they're so heavy that they tear up the roads. So these things are absolutely just the opposite of what we should be purchasing. So I ask people not to do that. So
right.
Anyway, but yes, Steve, do you want to go ahead for a minute?
Well, I'm just going to say that, yes, and besides that, we don't have the resources to build these electric cars. There's not enough, you know, we don't have enough lithium. We don't have the ability to create a number of cars, the kind of cars that we need right now to run everything with what they've got. And I think it'll take something like 20 years from what I've heard. And these sound to be pretty good estimations of people talking about the resources available. So, friends, you know, I mean, they're trying to get you out of your car is what they're trying to do. They're trying to take away your mobility. They're going to be raising insurance rates. They are going to, they're going to obviously, you know, what's happening with the gasoline prices, and they're going to keep trying to shut down. We're just running on fumes right now as far as oil supply. A country that was self-sufficient just a few years back. So, yeah, I mean, there's so much going on. And obviously here in Colorado, we've had a lot of very, very serious fires. California as well. They're going to be raising your insurance rates on your homes. And I mean, this is getting harder and harder to be independent and have a home and a car. Isn't that about the scale of it there, Virginia?
Oh, absolutely. Pretty much the way I look at it, Steve, is the green energy stuff is all just, it's garbage. I mean, there's groups now forming to get rid of the windmills and, you know, some of the solar panels have sat in hailstorms and things like that, and they get destroyed. I mean, it's just this whole thing is just a disaster, and this is what Biden's all about, and Kamala Harris, and this climate change stuff, and they're changing everything in our lives over it. I heard they want to take away our gas water heaters now in our homes. So this is stuff we have to stand up and say no to.
Absolutely. You know, gas is still one of the most efficient means of heating and, you know, burning. And if you have to have a gas stove or something like that, I mean, it's out of control and we have to do something about it. And, you know, I am optimistic. There's a great story that I saw on Republic Broadcasting's website. You know, go to republicbroadcasting.org. If you're not there already, you know, if you're listening on air or you're listening via some other means, a great story about the ongoing pressure to impeach Joe Biden. And we know that our own congressman here, where Virginia and I live, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, advanced that bill, but they're adding to it right now. FD 1023 form was released Thursday by the Republican Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. This has more to it. They need to keep adding things to this impeachment, friends. But, you know, I can say this. A lot of people are very interested in the election, but you're going to have two Christmases go by before anybody new steps into that office via the election. We have got to do things now, Virginia, right? We have got to make changes now. We can't be hoping for Christmas after next that something is good is going to happen and it's all going to turn around. Don't buy into that yet. There's plenty of time for politics, friends, but right now we have to deal with what we've got. And we've got to stay at it because they are shutting down everything around us, just like Virginia says. They're raising rates. They're cutting off your gasoline. Your natural gas is where they want to go next. They're going to be they're cutting back on Medicaid in some cases. You're hearing all kinds of things happening that we have to stop immediately. So get on the phones with your congressional representatives and say, hey, there's more information coming to this impeachment. Let's get it started now. I'm sorry, you know, that's what it's that big. And you can see the story up there on republicbroadcasting.org. Just go up there and you can read the story about Chuck Grassley and the FD 1023 form that was just released. There's so many more things that we need to be talking about right now other than the election in 2024, friends. We got to get at it. But go ahead, Virginia. So much other is happening at the moment.
I absolutely agree with you. I've been on the computer all morning sending in testimonies to HUD and to everything else. And you know, this stuff really does make a difference, folks, if you try to contact your legislators and let them know that you're not happy about something. We have to do this. And it's not fun, and I didn't know I was going to be buying into all this stuff, but it has to be done. Otherwise, they're just going to keep doing all these horrible things to us. And boy, I'll tell you, Steve, it just they don't stop. I mean, if they don't get their way, they will go around things and they just keep pushing. And so, you know, this is where we're at with everything. So anyway, but yeah, like I said, we're getting hit with costs that are going up all over the place. And at some point, I think that people are going to have to decide if they want to live in a home or if they can even afford to do so. And we can't let them do this to us. So this is where we're at with all of it. But, you know, and it's the same way, you know, it's all the energy usage. I mean, people don't address, you know, the 5G, the cell towers are putting in. You know, these use massive, I've heard 61% more energy to run some of this 5G equipment than the 3 and 4G. So this is huge. And then we've got, I was mentioning electric cars earlier. They said that an electric car, to charge an electric car, which you're still using fossil fuels, if you charge an electric car, you're using four times the amount of energy than you would be just keeping your air conditioning on during the day in your home. So, you know, and they're telling us we can't have air conditioning and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, we're just losing our freedoms left and right, so we've got to get it stopped.
Yeah, there's never been a time like this in the United States of America, friends, as far as what's happening. Virginia's been pointing it out. She's been worked with RFK Jr. on a lawsuit that went all the way to the Court of Appeals, Supreme Court of Appeals. They won the lawsuit, friends, and that suit stated that these devices are not meeting the specifications of health and danger risk that are assessed by this. Isn't that the way it works, Virginia? And then it came
The actual outcome, well, the FCC is not a health agency. They are actually looking into going after the FDA because they actually found a law within the FDA. They are the ones that aren't following the Constitution. And so anyway, they're the ones that are in charge of keeping us safe from all this wireless stuff. But the lawsuit I won, the basic outcome was that industry can no longer state that wireless devices are safe. Oh. So this was a huge win, and we just need to keep going. There's a lot more lawsuits. There's all kinds of problems. Michigan now has problems with broken smart meters and inflated bills. You know, they kept all this from the public. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's been amazing. I still can go out on the street today and talk to people about a smart meter and they have no idea what I'm even talking about. So they've done a fabulous job of keeping this from the public. And so I looked into that a little bit, and the EPA has something called the Public Participation Guide. And if anybody wants to look into that, and they actually have the International Public Participation Guide. And if you go through this guide, they actually, basically what it is, it's for companies or corporations. And this is they follow these guidelines, and they decide how much information the public will receive with any of their agenda things that they do. So this is what's going on. And then I also found out, I've been researching a little bit with the FCC, and there's something called the GSR that they give money to, and this stands for the Global Symposium for Regulators. So they have all these regulators that are global, and the FCC and probably the FDA, probably the the CDC, they all follow these guidelines that are global. And we've got to stop this. This is, you know, we are American citizens. We're not global citizens. And like I said, my bottom line is we've got to get out of the UN and stop them, and we need to get out of the World Economic Forum, whatever it takes.
Right. Right on. I agree 100%. These people are out of their minds. Their program is not going to work. And I don't know how long it's going to take most people to realize they're in serious trouble trying to change the climate, you know, by cutting off gasoline and all these other things, and yet creating more pollution and all kinds of things that are out there with lithium and a lot of other these toxic products out there. I'll tell you the real problem. And I've got a friend, you know him from our station here as well. His name is Cheeto Ed, and he has photographs of a 5G antenna on his property, and everything's dead all around it, friends. And these are the things that we ought to get. I ought to get those photographs, and we ought to be taking them to your city council meeting and saying, this is what's going to happen when you put this stuff in. Now, can you please tell us who's involved with taking money from these organizations? Because we want to know. Who is it that's being paid off by big, big, big money, friends? This is what we got to find out, because this is where it is. Just like Virginia says, this goes all the way up to the UN level, if you like, or down to the UN level, better yet. But, I mean, it is. This is about big money out there. And I've talked to city planners who have told me this, and they've said, she said, this one that I talked to, she said there's big, big, big money behind all of this. And she wasn't crazy about it either, but she said, you know, I don't know how we're going to fight this, because it has so many people in its pocket right now. This has to be stopped, and these people need to be identified right now. And that's my thinking about it all, Virginia. Any other tactics you think would work?
We need to start at the local level. You know, I've mentioned this on air that the mayors along the Front Range of Colorado belong to the GCOM, and that stands for Global Covenant of Mayors. And that was started by the UN and Michael Bloomberg out of New York. Well, now, it was in 2019, the UN and the World Economic Forum partnered together. So we're talking the World Economic Forum, and this is how this is infiltrated into all of our cities and our towns. And I've also, I knew this years ago, I looked into the ITU, the International Technology Union, and that's the UN as well. And their logo, they are committed to connect the world. That's what their logo is. And they've got three different departments, R for radio, D for development, and T for technology. And if you look into these, well, for the longest time, and I finally am, I've been trying to feed this stuff to people. And do you want to come back after break and talk about it? Or
yeah, let's come back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Virginia Farber on the as a guest today on Lightspeed. We'll be right back.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Let's talk Bidenomics. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. President Biden and his team are standing behind their economic record as Biden kicks off his re-election campaign. Let's talk about some numbers. $2.39. That was the price of a gallon of regular gasoline on Inauguration Day 2021. $3.56 was the average price yesterday. That is a $1.17 or 49% increase, which costs the average driver an additional $525 a year. So Bidenomics is not good on gasoline. 2.65% was the rate for a 30-year mortgage when Biden took office. 7.51% is the 30-year fixed rate today. That is a 283% increase that costs home buyers an extra $528 a month on a $100,000 mortgage. And those together, the Biden economy, cost the average home buyer with a car an extra $6,861 a year. So sure, unemployment is down, but Bidenflation is robbing all of us. Remember to listen what a politician doesn't say. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here thanks to Julie and thanks to Virginia. Great ladies, I tell you, we got the most wonderful women who are patriots standing up with us. How do you say women patriots? I guess it. Anyhow, I'm not going to get my pronouns all mixed up. But I'm just glad to have Virginia and Julie here today because it was a rocky start. I couldn't figure out what happened to my machinery, but I am back, thank God. And I've got two wonderful ladies working with us. We're out here for you, friends. This network has got to stay on the air. You got to help us out a little bit with a donation. I'm doing the best I can, and buying some of the products out there, support the sponsors. Today's guest, Virginia Farber, you know her as somebody who's becoming very familiar with us here at RBN because she's been on with Steve Elkins, who will be on, by the way, tonight. And we appreciate him. He's back in action, thanks to prayers and getting well and doing well. And glad to have Virginia back again. Virginia is an expert in the area of all these things happening with these cell towers, a lot of other things too. You know, you were sending me some stuff, and I don't mean to change the subject here at all, Virginia, because you can go where you want to, but I saw some of these things about the sonar readings that they're conducting off the coasts, and how that may be affecting water and water life and a lot of our seabeds and things like that as well. Is that something else we need to know about too?
They're doing everything. You know, the cell tower on the SDSU campus that affected my son and several other people, you know, it's also linked to Scripps Oceanography's CODAR network. And, you know, they do a lot of research with all these. These colleges are putting in all these massive infrastructures, and they're all wireless. They have something called the Extreme Rainfall Network now that they're putting in, and it just, my mind just goes to the fact that I believe that they're going to use a lot of this equipment to change the weather on us and create these extreme weather events.
When they don't need it. One of the key reasons why...
Sounds like we may have... something coming through there. Anyhow, yes, that is what is happening. We're having a lot of these things happen, set up around us, friends, that are very dangerous rays. They're not being approved. They're not being examined. You might think that this is stuff that won't affect you, but it is already affecting people quite a bit right now. And we have to be aware of it, and we're doing something about it. RFK Jr. has been doing something about it all along. Virginia was with him in that effort that succeeded, but the courts, are going to have to go back to other people because you see they have this thing called the OTARD, right? The over the air radio device ruling that basically says, you know, if we have a permit to drive a truck, we can drive it right to your neighborhood and dump all kinds of toxic waste because we have a permit to drive a truck. I mean, this is the ideology, so to speak. We can do whatever we damn want because we have a permit to drive this truck. And we have to stop them and make them pay for the irresponsibility of what they've done. These people need to be held accountable. We don't need these contraptions. We really don't. I tell people, you're only putting yourself in a sophisticated sheep stall by carrying around a cell phone, by being tracked everywhere. We've got to get rid of the smart meters. They're not even efficient, and they're causing fires. We had huge fires here in Colorado. Finally, XL, the energy company out here, admitted that power lines overloaded, but that, I don't think, was the tip of the iceberg, really, was it, Virginia? We don't know what's going on.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's the smart meters. There are no surge protectors. And if there's a surge, it'll pop one house and it'll go right on through the whole neighborhood. So, you know, this is what they've done. You know, they've put chemtrails on everything too. And I remember talking to Lorraine Murray at one point, and she told me that it's just a light coating of gasoline that they've put on the, that's on all the foliage. So this just adds to it. And this is what causes these fires to burn so hot. And so, you know, they know exactly what they're doing. And, Steve, this is what just blows my mind. It's all coming from these colleges. That's what it is. They're getting money. They're getting grant money to push all this stuff. And, boy, I just don't know how to stop something like that.
Yeah. A lot of people need to realize you don't want to send your kids to these schools, friends. You know, you need to get out of them anyway. They're all just communistic indoctrination camps, really. These young ones go off there and they come back with a whole lot of crazy ideas because they think some wild-ass professor really knows what he's talking about, and they're never held accountable. Look, I think it's always good to challenge and question things. And I went through school, too. I went to CSU up here in Fort Collins, got my degree. They had to throw me out. And so what they did was they gave me a degree and told me, don't come back. No, it wasn't that bad, actually. I helped start their video engineering or video production in journalism up here. So I had a good relationship. But things have changed so much since I got out of school, friends, and it's getting worse and worse. And now they're just testing your kids. I mean, you're really putting your children or your young ones, your youth, in a dangerous way, aren't you? Isn't that exactly what's happening?
That's exactly what's happening. And not only that, you know, just like I mentioned, they keep coming up with these networks, and they're putting them in everywhere. And I've actually gone over to Colorado State University with my meter, and honestly, I would not have a child on that campus or any campus unless I went over there with a meter and felt good about it myself.
Right, right. Another break coming up. Hey, we'll be right back. Maybe take some calls. Virginia Farber, our guest today, right here on Lightspeed. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed. Steve Starr is here with you, and I'm glad to be here today. It took a little while, but I'm glad we got to Virginia on, and she was right on to pick it up and take you there before I could get on air, and I'm glad she did a great job, she and Julie. But we are talking about what is happening right now, friends. And let me explain very briefly this, that not that many people really contact their congressional representatives. To be real honest with you, when was the last time you did it? I mean, I call their offices to get updates sometimes, and I call in and complain quite a bit. You can call anyone, by the way. You can call Tim or Kevin McCarthy. You can call Nancy Pelosi. Now, you can't email anybody who's you're not a constituent of. You can't, in other words, I can't email somebody, a senator from another state, but you can call them, and you can write a letter, and you can fax them, or you can go visit them too. And the thing is, only about one person out of, what is it, 400, maybe 300 or something like that, actually contacts their representative. And so as a result, you know, you have a lot, you're speaking for like 300 people every time you call these people and tell them what you think. Because they measure that based on how many calls they get, and they don't really know how many there really are. But they know who the most vociferous people are, right, Virginia?
Absolutely. And I do. I don't enjoy it either, but, you know, it has to be done. So, yeah. You know, I try to do something every day. That's just how my mind works, so that I don't start lapsing and that type of thing. So, you know, people just need to do that. I was going to go ahead and finish. I was talking about the ITU.
Yes,
go ahead. And they've got three different departments. This is the International Technology Union. And they are committed to connecting the world. Well, we have two organizations in the United States that are connected to this. And so I did research on all this. There's the U.S. ITUA, and people need to get on this website and go to the top and see who all the members are. You'll be shocked. But it's the U.S. ITUA, that's the U.S. International Technology Union Association. And then there's also something called the U.S. TTI, and that's for the U.S. Technology Training Institute. And this is through the Paris Agreement, these plenary meetings that they have and all this stuff. So this is why I keep saying the bottom line is it's the UN and it's the World Economic pushing all of this stuff in our schools, in our wireless, in our pharmaceuticals, this is who's doing it. So we need to get it stopped.
Right, right. And so the squeaky wheel will get the oil. We have to wear them down, friends. I've always used the story of the unjust judge out of the Gospel of Matthew, or Luke 18, chapter 18, where the woman just prevailed upon this judge who wouldn't do what he was supposed to until he finally wore out. This is a game of pressure, friends. That's what it is. I should be looking into this a little bit more. You talked about the mayors in the involved with the UN. What was that organization again?
It's the GCOM, the Global Covenant of Mayors.
Okay.
And they have right. three one's funding, and it's the number four, funding for cities, innovation for cities, and there was one other one. It's not right on the tip of my brain. But anyway, this is a data for cities. That's the other one. And Google, from what I have researched, they're the ones that are in charge of all the data from our cities. So, these are groups that we need to be aware of.
Yeah. Can you find out who's listed as the mayors there from that that page? Or can you basically, if your mayor is one of them, can you find him on there?
I did earlier. I don't have it in front of me, but yes, pretty much all of the mayors along the Front Range of Colorado. So I'm assuming, you know, people need to check their own areas to see if people belong to this.
Right.
And stop it.
Yeah, and go to a city council meeting and ask some questions about it, maybe with the mayor there, you know, and say, what is this organization? Why do we have to have a global covenant for mayors here? I mean, isn't this our little city? Why is it that you're involved, Mr. Mayor or Miss Mayor, with all these internationals here? How does that help us? You know, I mean, these people need to be called out. Then you ought to be writing things to the papers and talking to people on the street and on your local radio about this organization. Global Covenant for Mayors. Okay. GCOM. I'm going to be looking it up. Virginia's talked about it several times, and every time I've forgotten to write it down and check into it. But we ought to look into this. These are the kinds of people that we need to be identifying, friends. We need to let our city council and all these people know that we are watching them right now, and they need to be under the gun. These people should be, as things are going to get worse, you can tell things are going to get worse. And as this continues, these people are going to be in a lot of trouble, and they're going to be, you know, ducking and dodging and all kinds of things as this gets worse around the country, friends. We've already got these massive fires happening all over the place. You saw it happening in Ontario. We've had a lot of them out here in Colorado. they burned off so much vegetation that when the rain came just recently and the water was pouring through just like a sink, you know what I mean, in the mountains, when that water comes down, there's nothing to stop it. It blows out through the drain, so to speak, and we have these flash floods. We have all kinds of problems here, and all over the country, we're losing our crops. We're losing, we're losing our vegetation. We're losing everything that we have because of all of this tinkering around with the atmosphere, these electronic waves, the chemtrails. All this stuff is taking away your freedom and your life. And if we don't stop it and stop it now, it doesn't matter who gets elected for president.
Absolutely. And, you know, as far as weather is concerned, the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they have a weather program office, and if you type that in and put reporting on there, you can actually see some of the documents where they list what they do to do weather modifications.
Yes. Wow.
So, you know, and they can do all kinds of things. Even the windmills can do inadvertent weather modification. So they've got a system up and they can do whatever they want to now to us to push climate change, number one, and to change our weather and cause some of these events. That's what they're doing.
Right. You know, and one of the best things you can say when you talk to people about weather modification, and they say, well, I don't believe that that's really happening, and say, we can show you the restrictions listed by the United States and the government itself about what you can't do. They're telling you, you can't do this. And if it doesn't exist, why are they making laws against it? You know, I mean, people are out of their minds if they don't think they're fooling around with our weather here. That's absolutely what it is. They had a whole list of things on there, didn't they, Virginia, of things you cannot do unless you have a government permit. A government
right.
permit. You can't do this, you can't do that. I don't remember the whole list, but it was like all kinds of things you could not do. And this included things like, spraying bugs in areas or, pesticides and, people who are crop dusting and that kind of stuff as well. But, I mean, there's a whole lot of things that are on that list that they're telling you you cannot do as a citizen. And now people don't believe in something's messing with the weather and the environment, then why is that list so extensive? Why is it there?
Right. Well, the NOAA actually have a list of eight things. It says they can do seeding or dispersing of any substance into clouds or fog to alter drop size distribution, produce ice crystals or something with droplets after the development of hail or lightning, or influence in any way the natural development cycle of clouds or their environment. Number two is using fires or heat sources to influence convective circulation or to evaporate fog. So number three is modifying the solar radiation exchange of the earth or clouds through the release of gases, dusts, liquids, or aerosols into the atmosphere. Modifying the characteristics of land or water surfaces by dusting or treating with powders, liquid sprays, dyes, or other materials. Releasing electronically charged or radioactive particles or ions into the atmosphere. Applying shock waves, sonic energy sources, or other explosive or acoustic sources to the atmosphere, or using aircraft propeller downwash, jet wash, or other sources of artificial wind generation, or the last one, using lasers or other sources of electromagnetic radiation. So, you know, they know exactly what they're doing, and this is the stuff that's got to stop. And I actually researched a little bit on the NOAA, and of course, you know, we've had horrible fires here, and I saw where they had spent, I think it was in 2020 or 2021, here in Colorado, they spent $28 million on weather modification. In states like Tennessee or something, they spent $2 million. So they target areas.
Yeah, they sure do. Colorado has been on the test list for a long time. California, I'm sure right now you're seeing it in probably upstate New York, other places. You know, there's your whole list of things that they can do, but you can't do. You know what I mean? They're telling you that this is stuff that only the government is allowed to do, and they're doing it. So if people don't believe that this is what's going on, it's happening big time. that's why we have to get, I believe, a support behind RFK Jr., who's bringing this stuff up. We needed to be dealing with these chemtrails and all these problems a long time ago, friends. You know, and you look at the way he was treated by these Democrats in Congress recently. You know, I mean, they just wouldn't let him speak at all. They're trying to shut down your free speech. They don't want even RFK Jr. talking about these things. You know, he is more on our side than really many of the Republicans right now, because he's resisting the whole thing with Fauci. He knows what's happened here. Fauci is still around, friends. If you saw that just recently, Fox News had a report that was out that showed that Fauci was still getting paid. The marshals are escorting him around. They are giving him limousine service and all kinds of things. He's still on the pay list, friends. He's, you know, senior executive services and people like that. This is the Department of Energy doing this stuff. So these people are around there. They're doing these kinds of things, and we know what's going on. We got to stay at it. We got to keep going with this stuff. We got to get support people like, look at what happened. They had a fire at Rand Paul's office in Bowling Green. I don't know if you saw that. Maybe it was suspicious. Maybe it wasn't. But, you know, Rand Paul has stayed after Fauci, and we need people like him and Jim Jordan and some of these others. I know there's a lot of there are some Democrats, actually, that are starting to wake up, too. But we, especially with RFK Jr. pulling as many across the aisle as he is right now, you know, we have got to stay after this. And we don't have time to hope and pray that something's going to work out two Christmases from now, friends. Because even if Trump wins in 2024, there'll be a long lame duck session when Biden is going to get drastic. These people are moving very quickly, and they're waiting on nothing. So we can't wait to stop them. We've got to get at it right away.
Absolutely. And, you know, right now, the way actually I was talking to Dave Hodges about this. I said, and this is a couple of months ago, I said, they have taken every three-letter department within the federal government, and they weaponized it against the American people. So I want people to understand that. And this is through the World Economic Forum as well. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it just doesn't stop. And we've got to, a lot of times, Steve, we've got to play with our pocketbooks. I mean, for instance, Amazon now is going to be putting up 80 satellites a day, and they want to put up thousands of them. And right now, there's so much space debris up there. They said that if these satellites haven't burned up, or they're causing all kinds of problems for astrologers on top of it, interference. But they said every 10 minutes now, there's satellites that are actually swerving around trying to stay in orbit. So, you know, this is the other thing. So, you know, I'm just trying to remind people, you know, organizations you maybe don't want to give money to. So, you know, because we're funding our own demise if we don't. You know, these telecom industries, they're not going to stop because they're making trillions of dollars off of people with their cell phones. That's what it is.
Yep, absolutely, friends. And, you know, I don't carry, I have a phone that I only use for emergencies. I don't use mine at all. You know, I stay away from it because, friends, you don't need these contraptions. You really don't. And we got to get off of the addiction to this high-tech lockdown system, because that's what it's designed to do. You know, see, we talked about the dangers of this EMF radiation that Virginia knows about very personally, and she's been at this for years now. It's not just that. It's they're getting your data, they're tracking you, and they're locking you down. They're taking your freedom. They're ruining your health, and they're taking your freedom. And we're paying for all this big time. We shouldn't be doing it. We got to wake up to it. So, you know, we're making some progress. We really are. I mean, we're making a lot more progress than people realize, but it's up to us. You know, call your representatives, call your senators, your congressmen. You can talk to them and leave a message to them. And I know sometimes the Democrats aren't going to listen to you, but the Republicans will in some cases. And in some cases, but, you know, we tell them we're watching. We want to know what's going to happen because, you know, I think this is really where the environmental issue, it's not about, you know, saving the world with climate change and getting rid of CO2, friends. It's getting rid of all these filthy, rotten chemicals that are being sprayed on us and the electromagnetic radiation that is affecting people all over. And we've got photographs to prove that it does this. It really does. So, you know, Virginia's been at it for a long time, and it's much, much bigger than we even thought when we first started a long time ago. It was just the EMF that we thought. But, no, it's bigger because it's also about a police state lockdown, Brent. That's why they're doing it. It's not even about your convenience. It's just getting you hooked so they can hook you. That's what's going on. So, Virginia, you know, what else do we need to cover? We've talked about the insurance rates going up for autos. We've talked about companies, big companies like State Farm, like Farmers, moving out of certain states right now. And I have a family that works in the insurance industry, and I can tell you they're pretty smart. They see the trends coming, friends. If you see what's happening there, you know where things are going right now. And this is very important information. I'm glad you brought it out.
Yeah, it's going to be impacting all of us in the future, you know. And I don't know about all the other states, but here in Colorado, look what happened with our property taxes this year. I mean, you know, mine almost doubled. So,
yeah.
You know, this is what's going on. And I mean, they are going to get, I'm just, you know, Klaus Schwab said that we will own nothing and we will be happy by 2030. And this is part of their process that they want to get rid of us. They want us out of these homes. That's what they want.
Yep. They want you out of your house. They want you living in a cracker box smart city. You won't even be living there, friends. You'll be hardly surviving. They want to take away all your freedom. Why are we letting them do this? Why are we even involved with these people? Well, you need to find out who these people are. You know, that Global Covenant for Mayors organization. You need to find out if your mayors and your local people are involved with that, because they need to answer for it. We know what's happening with this stuff, and we need to find them and identify them and put them on the spot, and we need to get them out of these positions of power, or they need to change their ways, and then it's probably not likely they're going to do that very easily. These people are really that corrupt. So we got a lot of things to do, and we got to stay at it. You know, friends, do not get your eyes, again, I'm redundant, but don't get your eyes on the election. It's still two Christmases away. We'll be right back with you.
Or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right. Yeah. One final segment here. Steve Starrs on Lightspeed with Virginia Farber, one of our favorite guests. And she's been at it for years, friends, fighting this system. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and more ominous. Not because she isn't successful. She has been. But they are out there. And these people are coming in very, very quick. And they're going to try to take everything down. They're shaking everything down. We're seeing it happen right now. So we need to hold our representatives responsible immediately. This is not a game anymore. Everything is at stake, friends. Your life, your family, your future. It's all about a republic falling. And that's why you need to keep supporting RBN and keep us on the air so that we can keep talking to you. Hey, if you want this show, go on up to the archives and get a copy of it. Send it out to people. We'll get that information out to folks because you're not going to hear a lot of this in a lot of places with the kind of expertise that Virginia has to offer. Virginia, what else do we got to cover? Only about a minute or two left here. What do you have for us?
The Dutch schools are taking all wireless out of them. Good. And I did get a report that said that kids that sit in Wi-Fi all day can have upwards of 400% increase for brain tumors. So, you know, this is going to be parents that say no more. I mean, this is the worst time in history to have your child in a public school. I'm going to be honest with you. But, you know, if parents get together and say no more of this, then, like I said, we can you know, they can stop things in a school. You can't do it on your own, but if you can get other parents involved, there's no way they can ignore you if you have enough people behind you. So right. I tell people, you know, there's always safety in numbers, and try and do your best.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do it that way. And if you can homeschool, get together with other people who are looking to do it. I've seen people actually create a good school system outside the system, if you like, or a good school opportunity for a lot of students. And they did very well. They learned better. They learned more. They came out of the classes knowing what's going on instead of these adults all being, hypnotized and drugged and shocked and radiated while they get this brainwashing treatment going in. Friends, it is a disaster. It really is. I've actually taught at Metro State College for a little while. I was a part-time professor because they didn't have somebody there. I taught communications at Metro State. And I had a good time. I really enjoyed teaching, but they couldn't get me on because I didn't have a master's degree. I was just there because I had the experience in broadcasting and things like that. So, but I enjoyed it, and I tried to help those students as much as I could there. But I'm telling you, I wouldn't go back to any university right now with all these towers up there. They're testing all this stuff on your young people, friends. The best of your life, your young people at this age. No, don't let them do it. And wake up and call your representatives and congressional people, and let's demand that they look at the safety concerns that we're raising right now. What else, Virginia? Anything else?
Nothing. I was just going to say, you know, that's why all these colleges claim that they're global now, and it's because of the grid. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can stop this. And like I said, it might be with the pocketbooks or whatever. You know, have your child go learn a trade, whatever you can do, whatever you can do to avoid some of this, I suggest.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's been trending that way for so long, and now it's way over the edge, friends. You don't want to support this system anymore. There are a lot of places where they can get good education and they can learn a trade, even coding and things like that. You know, what you might call community colleges are better in some cases, but not always. You got the same problem. But you know, there are options, and we gotta stay with that. But most importantly, we've gotta draw attention to what they've been doing wrong. Hey, Virginia Farber's been our guest today, and I'll have her on again. Stay tuned. Mike Rivero's coming up. I believe Steve Elkins is going to have the National Intel Report. Love to be with you, friends. Thanks, Julie. Thanks, everybody here for listening. Get the archive and pass it around. We'll be back next Monday on Lightspeed. See you then.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.